My name is David Gerard, actor here in Jacksonville, Florida. We did the Whipping Man at Players by the Sea, which is at Jacksonville Beach. I'm on Beach and Sixth. I had read the play about 2 years ago, and really, just the history of it really intrigued me. So when I found out they were having auditions, I auditioned, and Roxana Lewis, the director, she brought me in on the project, and I played John. It's a very intricate plot. There are three men, two African-American, one white, and it's at the end of the Civil War. And there's a lot about the Jewish faith, because the African-Americans and white guy Caleb is actually Jewish. So we do a lot of, there's a lot of Jewish references in the show. We actually perform a Seder on stage. So it's about faith, but it's also about, you know, the history of that time, the Civil War period, and being black and being Jewish in Richmond, Virginia, and how that all played out at the time. John and Caleb, which are the two youngest, they were raised as sort of best friends, but they still had that that master-slave relationship. And John, my character, was hurt when Caleb actually takes it upon himself to ask if he can whip John when John was first sent to the whipping man. So there's a lot of that underlying brotherly stuff happening between those two characters. But you can also tell there's a little bit of hatred, a little bit of resentment, I should say, coming from John towards Caleb. And Simon is an older slave who very devout Jew at the time, who really believed in the faith. And so they all bond over their faith. John is just a little bit more reluctant, I think, to believe in it. Up until we did the show, I had no idea that there were black Jews, and especially not in the South, up north. Yeah, and in the South, I had no idea. And there were a lot of them, more than people realized, that adopted the Jewish faith because of their masters at the time. From the feedback that we got from, you know, audience members, they had no idea that they were black Jews. They really enjoyed how intellectually Matthew Lopez, the author, portrayed the characters. They were very smart. It was very intelligently written. It was written without what you normally call slave dialect. So it was a really, really intellectually written piece, and the audience, you know, were able to see African Americans in a different light than they had ever seen before.
Major support for the African Americans' Many Rivers to Cross is provided by Bank of America, the Coca-Cola Company, and McDonald's, the Ford Foundation, Dr. Georgette Bennett and Dr. Leonard Polonsky in memory of Rabbi Mark H. Tannenbaum, Richard Gilder, the Hutchins Family Foundation, the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Humanities. Support is also provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and PBS. Local sponsorship provided by the Hester Group and the Law Office of Craig Gibbs.